This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to visit WorldwideGolfShops.com today to get some of the best deals on all the major brands in golf equipment and apparel. In fact, you'll probably find a lot of stuff that you'll hear from the brands that we have every week on our show. Once again, that's WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, at golfunfiltered. You can send us an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. We are back after a one-week hiatus. We had to get away for a little bit. And when I say we, I mean me. We went out for a little trip out of town. And so we are back now with a new episode with the founder and CEO of 18 Birdies, the very popular golf app. And it's so much more than just a GPS app. For those of you who have used it, you know what I'm talking about. And we get into that very deeply today with this founder and CEO, Eddie Louie. Before we get into the conversation, hello to our friends over at thehackersparadise.com, and to those of you who are listening to this episode on the THP mobile app, hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon as well. I just got the new Cleveland CBX 2 wedges. If you follow us on Twitter, you probably saw a live stream of me unboxing them. Very excited to try those out. I've not had the chance at the time of this recording to do so just yet, but I am hoping to be able to get out this weekend to at least hit a few with them. And really excited about these new CBX 2 wedges. So stay tuned for a review on those, as well as more content around those new clubs. So also, before we get into the episode, there's been a lot of stuff going on. You know, I like to kind of just keep in touch with what's going on in social media. I mean, obviously, we don't want that to always just drive the content that we talk about here on the podcast. But it's hard to kind of ignore, you know, the chatter that goes on. And certainly as a contributor to it, maybe a pot stirrer sometimes, I'll admit that. I know I am. There's just a lot of chatter going on regarding social media influencers lately. You know, it's really interesting about all of that. And I spoke to a few folks who actually are social media influencers. I've sent out a couple polls on Twitter to all of you, as well as on the Hackers Paradise forum. And what I am hearing from most golfers is that there is a real influence, pun intended, I guess, of this type of marketing. Social media or social influencer marketing. And so while it's not everybody, well, I can safely say that I've never purchased a product or certainly a golf club because of the opinion of somebody else without actually trying it first. There's a very significant percentage of people, probably listeners to the show, that do exactly that. And there's probably nothing wrong with that. I, of course, and you've heard me say this a million times, go get fit. Try it out first. That's very important to do, of course. But, you know, there's a lot of different types of equipment in this game, including golf balls, including all sorts of other things that you don't necessarily have to try first before you purchase it. And when I say a significant percentage of people do that, the poll that I sent out on Twitter, I mean, there was over 20% of respondents, and there were a few hundred said that they've done that, that they've actually made a purchase without trying it first because they saw somebody that they trust on social media review it, or because they gave they did a video of it or whatever. That's real money, folks. And so if you hear or if you see suggestions, why become an influencer or why would anyone want to do that? Well, that's why. I mean, it doesn't become much more clear than that. And quite frankly, this is one of those things that falls comfortably in that category. If it didn't work, people wouldn't do it. There are definitely brands who are willing to pay a lot of money to people with a lot of followers on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, to talk about their product. That happens. And the reason why is because people buy that product when they see people doing it. So, you know, I find chatter regarding, you know, why would you want to become one? Well, yeah, that's why. And people make a really good living doing it. I'm not one of them, but you know, I would definitely I would definitely help in that game if money was being offered, you know. So and you know, on the other side of that too, you know, I've gotten a lot of chatter too, just, you know, directly to me, whether it be email or whether it be over, you know, direct message or whatever. It's like, well, you need to be more transparent about the sponsorships and the partnerships that you have. Or I've also seen chatter about just assumptions of the different partnerships that I have and the terms that we have. Well, while I'm not necessarily going to disclose everything, I think it's important to understand that I'm not necessarily hiding anything either. I mean, you all know the brands that I'm associated with. And I will quite honestly say that not all of them are paid partnerships. Quite frankly, it's okay to like a brand and to want to work with them without money being exchanged. Now, that being said, and this is a very common misconception that is said very often, or at least made very often. Don't mind my dog barking in the background, by the way. Nothing is free in this whole game, in this quote-unquote game of media or covering equipment or anything. Nothing is free. Yes, sometimes we have the opportunity to try some things before it gets out to the public. Yes, I have a bag full of Cleveland and Strixon golf clubs and balls, actually, as I'm looking at a tower of them right next to me. But something is needed in exchange for that. And so I've talked about this before, and I don't necessarily feel the need that we have to defend that, but if you're one of those people that think that it's just a free gear giveaway all the time and we don't have to do anything in exchange for that, I'm telling you that you're wrong. And I'm also inviting you to try it if you think it's that easy. I think you'll find that it's not. So, at any rate, just wanted to kind of intro today's episode with that little discussion, because it is such a hot topic right now. On social as well as other community circles, I guess you could say. But speaking of community and getting back to today's guest, the founder and CEO of 18 Birdies, which is a great golf community that you should get involved with. They are not a partner of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, but they are a very, very good product, and I have used many times. We're talking to the founder and CEO, Eddie Louie, today. So sit back and relax. We'll be right back after a quick word.
Hi, this is Bill Hobson from the Four Golfers Network podcast. And as you and I enjoy this episode of Golf Unfiltered with my friend Adam, I'm reminded of an indisputable reality. We, as golfers, are nuts. We chase a small ball around the planet, spending thousands of dollars in the effort to get that ball into a tiny hole. We then yell at the ball and curse it when it doesn't listen, even though it can't listen, it's a ball. This insanity is all part of the magic of the game, and it's what we celebrate on the Four Golfers Network podcast every Monday when a fresh episode comes your way on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, you know, all the places. So after you finish listening to Adam today, I'd love to have you check out the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, where we celebrate the game with top name guests and an exploration of the things about golf that both drive us crazy and bring us back for more.
I stink! The ball is just sitting there and I can't hit it!
Welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we are joined today by the founder and CEO of 18 Birdies, that popular golf app that I know so many of you use. His name is Mr. Eddie Louie, and he is here to talk to us about some exciting new things that are happening with the app. Eddie, thanks so much for taking some time to speak with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you are located on the West Coast. You are in the Oakland area, you mentioned to me before we got going here, and now you are the founder and CEO of this golf app that everybody knows, but from my understanding is you weren't always in the golf industry. Is that true?
It's true, but you know, I love golf. I think that really rooted, deep rooted from that. And ever since I started playing, this is about 20 years ago, I've been trying to find ways to make playing golf more fun. So it's, you know, ultimately my source of inspiration. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, using technology to make playing golf more fun, in this case, for me, how I started was trying to automate these like on-course friendly betting games, right?
Oh, okay.
Just to make that more fun. That was really at the beginning how this whole thing started. You know, but soon after that, I realized that golf is a very, very underserved by technology. I think the potential benefits of embracing technology is just huge for golf. So that's how I started the entire journey.
And so you noticed that there were these opportunities for technology. And what were some of the things that you noticed that 18 Birdies currently touches on?
Obviously golf is a great lifestyle that there's a deep tradition behind it, mm-hmm. People focus on scoring, about stats or different things. I think, foremost, 18 Birdies, what we're bringing to the table is that we're advocating a different philosophy for golf. That, through technology, as much as we all love golf, I think, we all agree that the golfing experience we have learned to cope with is often filled with like a lot of misery and suffering because we always comparing to a scorecard, right? A lot of people want to talk to the first question I ask them, do you play golf? Their response is less about yes or no. And this is for people all say yes. Eventually, mm-hmm. their answer is like, I'm not good at it. So what, they're sort of already under that cage, right? You have to be certain way to be good. Like you have to be good at golf. I think what we want to do is help golfers to have the options to experience golf that focus more on the positives and the moments of happiness.
Right.
Make, easier for people to fall in love with golf. I think really enjoy golf. Like, think about like resort courses. A lot of those fairways is like a bowl. You hit to the left or right, it rolls in the middle. Mm-hmm. Their goal is, again, they want to make that experience more better for you. So again, for us, it's about that, right? Really, there are people who love the dedication of enjoyment from suffering, from challenging really hard things. But I think there are tons of people also would love golf if they feel like they don't have to, answer to them. They can just enjoy golf by, focusing on the good moments they will have. So that's the whole idea of we were driving behind the technology. Behind it is that, we besides building the best tools for the conventional use case, mm-hmm. booking tee time, scoring, GPS, tournament stats, all that stuff, we actually focus heavily on delivering, I would say, innovative initiatives to actually help golfers to have more options to experience golf that, let you focusing on things that's more positive. The moment happy, whether it's, our target, mm-hmm. again, around, you can say what I want to achieve today. Again, for some people, right, hitting four fairways that day, maybe two fairways, they're like, okay, that's great. That's what I want to focus on. And then the rest of everything else, every time I stand in the tee box, it's an opportunity to get one of those. If I don't, okay, the next one will come, right? So again, really allow you actually to achieve that stay in the moment, right? So or the, side games. Again, it's basically, this is a lot of, I would say my second sort of getting in love with golf is when I actually start playing side games.
Yeah, same here, yeah.
It becomes a lot more of a truly social, you're spending time. It really gets you to do those really buddy things in a very unique way, right? And then every hole, it doesn't matter, what happened last hole, every hole is a new game, new chance for you to actually to experience that hole, right?
Right.
And again, same thing going down to solo shots. I think for us is that, look, a lot of people, majority of people, our understanding is don't even score. And a lot of golfers we see using our app to score, dedicated, but the minute when they're starting not playing well, they will stop scoring along the way. They still use the GPS. So in a sense, I think, scoring is a great way to measure, and that's been around for a long time, and that it's should always be there. But, what we want to advocate is that have more ways to measure. It depends where you are, right? If your goal is really for golf, is not that I want to be the next Tiger or anything remote like that, but I just want to enjoy the outdoors. I want to play some golf. I want to hit good shots. I want to enjoy the companionship. At the meantime, sometimes I can be more competitive, some not. But the best moments on a golf course, besides spending time with friends, really is that when you actually hit a good shot.
Right.
Right. When you actually, and then make it really easy for you to capture that moment, for you to sort of, now you have that, and then start tracking it literally, you know, in a way, right? This is like the level of happiness gauge. That if I'm hitting a lot of shots I was satisfied with, then, you know, I'm having a good day, right? And then you can use that, okay, I want to hit 5, I want to hit 10, whatever that is. I think it's very subjective. That's another great thing about it, is that you don't have to follow certain rules. What is a solid shot? It really is the shot that made you feel good. You know, I execute something. It doesn't need to be the perfect shot or the pure shot. It really is that, hey, you know, if I do that, you know, all the time, I will be fine, right? So that moment where, I mean, it also sort of, I think for us, we've been seeing the data in our app right now, it tells certain personalities, right? You know, it's not like if you're more skilled golfers would hit more solid shots. At least, you know, they actually are much stingier. that it also, you know, again, it sets to the point that, you know, how do you set expectations largely determine your, I would say, level of happiness, how much you can enjoy this game. And our, you know, what we advocate is that, again, there are really ultra competitive people and they want to set really high standards. And I still, part of me is one of those. But at the same time, there are plenty of people, oftentimes, given, you know, our modern lifestyle, they just basically, again, it should be about fun. Playing golf should be about not necessarily achieving certain, you know, you don't have to use that as a boundary. But, you know, so I think that part of it really, you know, makes me, you know, very exciting that we are actually, you know, like, I think, leading a drive to really, you know, a longer term, I believe this is the biggest opportunity to grow the game. Really, when we all feel like golf is actually, again, you know, bad shot is not that big a deal anymore, in a sense. Golf has become more fun, right?
Mm-hmm. So hitting a bad shot, from what I understand, and how this new feature that you've just talked about, solid shot, which is something that folks, fans of 18 Birdies, the app itself, are going to be seeing a lot more. It really is to promote positivity and to reinforce that positivity, if I understand correctly.
Absolutely. But beyond that, it actually allows us to help golfers to capture an extremely important data point. Now, when you, besides the emotional feeling, if you want to know, just track down or know a little bit more, we make it super easy for you to track to record what club did you just use. So now, again, it's already there. Try it.
Right.
After round, you will realize that it's giving you a much clearer clarity of how you're doing a golf course in a different ways. Am I hitting a lot of good drives today? Am I hitting a lot of short irons today? And those data points, again, just make it as super easy to be able to you know, help users, help our golfer to capture those things. But I do believe, I mean, I've been looking at it, every time I'm looking them up, this is amazing. You know, it's one thing to have a theory, but having the data and then capturing the data over time, now we can actually help, again, a golfer to capture data in a very different way, but all sort of a driving but a positive motivation. They did something well, right?
Right.
Therefore, more motivation to capture that moment for themselves, and then providing that tool, that the user experience, really easy and clear. And now that, I think, it's a whole new way of understanding golfers. Again, besides, you know, we do stats, we do scores, and I do believe the new build we're just completing against in a week, it's by far the best compared to anything.
And what about that build makes it the best in your mind?
I think is ultimately be able to deliver an experience for everyone. Be able to deliver as long as this person is a golfer, number one, like condition one, and number two, he or she is willing to or open to or looking to, in general, use technology to manage the golf life, to bring more convenience or fun or whatever it is, right? Right. So as long as you fit that, we did it for you. I think that ultimately, especially for the on-course experience, that being able to be that extremely simple and intuitive for everybody, but yet, if you do want more, we give it a really powerful way for you to customize your user experience. Again, you know, happy to do a demo with you. Sort of, you know, I can run it on the phone on a screen share, but we can address it at a different
time. Yeah, absolutely, and we will be in touch regarding that too. But it's interesting because of this focus on the user experience, and you know, just thinking about the game of golf itself as you were talking there, Eddie. I have to ask, is golf itself negative by nature?
I absolutely do not agree. I believe in that. I think golf in itself, it's about a setting, right? It's about, you know, to me, right? You know, everybody's different, but I believe golf is fun for me because it's a beautiful outdoors. You're outside, right? Mm-hmm. Your chances are spending time with people you want to, and you're basically toning on a beautiful craft. I treat that as meditation. I treat that as a sort of, you know, it's not about how hard you hit, how far you hit, it's about how well you do it. It's almost like a dance move. Right. In that sense, I think golf is amazing. I think it is how the expectation was set for golf made it, again, it's about a score, right? Mm-hmm. It's about, and you know, first of all, that score is designed for, I don't know, 0.1% of golfers, like in the par. Otherwise, even the subconscious level, right, you're constantly being reminded you're far from that. So I think, but yet, and then on the intermediate, right, you see golf is Tiger coming back, it's Koepka, is everybody else, right? That, so there is a standard, I think, being painted as what golf should be. So that made it, if you actually feel like you need to be, you know, whatever level, so like whatever score, then it becomes painful, because I think it becomes suffering, because oftentimes we set expectations at the highest end we probably can achieve. Mm. And most of us never really practice enough, right? Most of us never really just are set up to reach that kind of level. Therefore, every time you play, you're stepping on the first tee, you're happy, you're expecting, you're have anxiety about whatever it is, but you have a goal. If the goal is I want to break 80 today, chances are you're not going to do it. And as a result, whenever you have a bad shot, a bad hole, it becoming something, it's a letdown, it's a disappointment, whatever that is, right? There's a lot of negativity because ultimately you're failing, because you expect, you know. So in that sense, I think for most people, chasing scores should not be the main goal. I think score is a good reference point. You should keep it.
And many of the golfers I play with now, well, not many of them, but some of them have done what you're saying. They've let score go away. They're just out there to enjoy the experience for all the reasons that you just mentioned, especially since we're not able to get out all that often, perhaps, as we once could.
Absolutely. And then now, like something like a solo shot, again, it's, you know, it we'll see how, you know, right now we have initial adoption rates really good within our, you know, without any sort of promotion, it's literally we put a button there. In a new build, again, that's going to be a far nicer experience as well. I just think that it give you, if you're playing golf, I mean, you feel like whatever reason, you know, even just you want to look at a map, right? But now when you do have a good shot, it would be nice to be able to easily capture that, right?
Right.
So, and obviously we'd love to be able to, depends on how much you want to capture, then we can present back to you great way of telling, summary, you know, how do we recapture your story, tell you in a digital format, whether it's for your own record, whether you want to share to your friends. So I think that, all that, it does sort of ultimately drive to, like, they elevate happiness. That's what, you know, that's what I believe.
Yeah, well, I believe the same, and I think you touched on a lot of good things there, especially just the way that score or the chase to achieve a score has kind of replaced goal setting in the minds of many players, and so then to your point, if they don't achieve that goal, their happiness level just goes way down to the basement. And so
you see that there. You see somebody hit, you know, get a double, and then the rest are around. They're so unhappy. Right. And you know, my point is that, again, there are people who still want to do that. It's fine. It's, you know, I think that's just one style, right? What I'm advocating for is that there should be another style as well. Like people who doesn't want to do that, but just want to have fun, right? So they accept the fact that I'm going to hit plenty of bad shots, but as long as I hit some good ones, I had a good day. And that, I think, should be encouraged and celebrated. That you can really sort of all of a sudden, that mystique of golf is just, you know, it's just sort of a hard, all that stuff goes away, because hard, it's all about what you're trying to chase, right? And what you're trying to chase has so much to do with, you know, practical whether or not does anybody really practice enough to be that good, right?
Right. Well, the people that do are on TV and they're making money to play the game. So, well, exactly. What's interesting too, Eddie, is, you know, in addition to all the great features that we just discussed, and I know that there's a new update coming out in a week and a half, you had mentioned, but when you actually go to the Apple Store, when you go and download the app, 18 Birdies, right there in the description, it says the number one golf community. And I just think it's so impressive that truly there is a community element to 18 Birdies as well, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And, and that has been a really fun experience as well, to really sort of setting out some sort of general goal of connecting people and trying different ways to realize that and see what works and what doesn't. What we have come to realize is that, ultimately, if we go the route of sort of it's a close-knit community, meaning right. I only connect with my friends, people I know. It's very useful for the connection, but generally, you know, on average, we don't have enough golf friends.
True.
To really be active on golf all the time, right? So as a result, you know, obviously we support that for sure. What's your for all your golf buddies, you'll definitely be able to sort of carve out a space here to become your, how you get connected, you know, in a digital way. But I think what we have discovered is that there are, you know, it's not for everybody, but there are a lot of golfers who actually would love to share and know what other golfers like them that they're doing, how they are living their golf lives. And that has becoming a clear sort of sense we're seeing developing in our community, is that, just go back to one of my sort of way back when I used to play a stretch, a good golf.
Right.
That's busy. I was thinking about, that would be cool if there's ever a hacker channel. Like there are basically cameras on every golf course, every tee, so you can highlight all the fun stuff you can, you know.
Oh, God. So, I would be on that often, I think.
So in a way, this is, I feel like, a little bit like that right now. It's evolving, where people are sharing their personal golf stories, right? You know, like what happened to them, you know, or what they think is they want to share. I think there are a lot of people are willing to, again, to share out, which is always, you have to have enough interesting stuff. So we are starting to leverage the power of collective wisdom, right? You know, there are now, for me, it's becoming addictive now. Like I'm actually really, you know, besides the fact that, you know, I run a company,
right?
The content behind it is getting more and more and more interesting right now. And particularly when we are starting to encourage people to actually share their, you know, practice videos, practice tips. And, golfers love to talk to each other about what they're working on, right? Mm-hmm. Golfer loves to give advice. So we are finding out a way, and we're going to keep learning to improve that, to actually make that a community experience. It's, you know, again, it's pretty... You know, I would, you know, again, recommend you to give it a spin. It's yeah. You run into pretty good stuff here and there.
Yeah, and I'm looking through the, I'm just scrolling through the app now as you're talking, and I'm seeing everything that you're talking about. There's videos of guys, you know, practicing their golf swing with the hashtag swing tips. There's Golf Digest articles. So this is really so much more than just your typical, you know, golf GPS app. There's really a lot of content to digest by just visiting the app.
I think so. You know, our goal ultimately is to bring, you know, really two things around. Hopefully, you know, it will want to be as useful as possible to manage the task. Otherwise, you have to. Beyond that is really just make this a fun, make golf fun for you. And our belief is that seeing each other playing golf, seeing each other doing really cool things in golf, it's going to inspire us to want to do more golf ourselves.
Yeah, and I agree with that completely.
So this is a really unique way. Again, as I said, right, you know, we are constantly experimenting, and sometimes, you know, we because of that, sometimes we bring bugs to the system, so there will be a day or two, you know, sometimes awesome gets get buggy. But for the most part, we have found that learning what people golfers like, and then starting to keep providing that, you know, I'm just excited about now when I go to Starbucks, I'm waiting in line for 5 minutes. I can easily be entertained. Yeah. I can easily. Yeah. And that's, you know, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to digest there and in the app itself. And listeners, once again, we're speaking with the founder and CEO of 18 Birdies, Eddie Louie. And of course, the website is 18birdies.com. You can find their app wherever you get apps, whether you have an Apple or Android. And Eddie, you know, you had mentioned a few things regarding new releases that are coming up. You've got a lot of great features already in the app. Is there anything that you can tell the listeners now to look out for that's coming up in 18 Birdies, something that you're really excited about?
Well, I think it's two things. One is our whole new Encore experience. I believe it truly, we achieved from the last 3-4 years of learning the perfect, app for you on a golf course. Give it one spin. You will be convinced. Mm-hmm. The second piece, you know, we also want to encourage, again, we just want to give, more happiness back to users. So we are running a big campaign right now, anybody who's a new user, I think starting next week, I believe that when you come in, we're going to give you $5 to book your first tee time.
Oh,
so
nice.
We do want you to experience that part of it. And, you know, you should get off the phone and just book tee times through us. We cover pretty much every single course you can book, you public courses in the country. So we hope you take advantage of that. And hopefully 18 Birdies can be as good as I'm making it promise to you right now.
Well, that's a big promise too. And $5 to get, you know, towards your next tee time is a great way to get involved, folks. And, you know, again, there's just so much more than just the GPS. This is not just a GPS app. There's so much more in terms of features, including the side games, digital scorecard, the whole social community element of it, stats, round history, the new exciting positivity mindset and philosophy that I think is just so great, Eddie, with Solid Shot. This is an app that actually wants you to feel better about yourself, which is a great thing. And I think really, for all the apps that we have at our disposal, Eddie, I think not too many of them focus on positivity like it sounds like 18 Birdies wants to do. So I appreciate you sharing the information with our listeners today.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.